Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Police Chief Aaron Fuller about the Knoxville Abandoned Bike Sale coming up on July 18th. Something the Knoxville Police Department does on an annual basis, the annual bike sale, a pretty successful sale thing here in Knoxville when it comes to all the collected bikes over the past year, kind of go to that shed and then they're out in front of everybody and all people are about to see them, and then they're allowed to purchase these bikes for $10. Kind of helps you guys out when it comes to getting these old bikes out of your storage system, but also allowing people here in Knoxville to get a decent bike for cheap. I guess Chief Fuller, take us through kind of the reason why the Knoxville Police Department does this sale.
So, you know, Nathan, as you said, we collect bikes throughout the year, and we hold them hoping that the owner of the bike will come and ask if we've picked it up, if we've reclaimed it, and then we'll get that back to them. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't do that, and we pick up, oh goodness, I would say around 100 bikes a year. So every year we have that in our storage facility, like you said, and we need to clean that space out for the next year's bikes. So that's why we do it, as far as getting rid of the bikes.
Now, this is obviously coming up on Saturday, July 18th. Take us through that day, what people can expect if they take part in the sale.
So, yeah, just like you said, Saturday, July 18th at 9 a.m. Sharp, we will begin. And like we talked about before starting the interview here, there will be some social distancing guidelines. We'll space the bikes out a little bit. We request that everybody either wear a mask or abide by social distancing guidelines. And we hope that it will go quick, like recent years, at least from what I've heard. I've never been at a bike sale yet, so this is my first one. So everybody, you guys out there need to bear with me a little bit, and we will get through this. But yeah, just $10 for any bike, any style, whether it's mountain bike, BMX bike, a cruiser, whether it's new or old or whatever.
And how old do you have to take part in this? And is there anything else someone needs to bring to be able to purchase a bike?
No, so anybody can participate in this, and all you need to do is bring $10 per bike.
Now, going forward, when you obviously receive the funds for these bike sales, what kind of does the department kind of do with that extra money that you're receiving from this sale?
Yeah, so we use that throughout the year just as kind of petty cash if we need something here or there from Walmart or from a local hardware store to do upgrades. Maybe we need something to do our in-service training. That's what we use that money for.
How great is it to be able to provide this kind of to the community and allow, especially, bikes these days aren't very cheap, to be able to quality bikes to residents here in Knoxville for just $10.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple weeks ago, I went out to Walmart with my daughter in an attempt to buy her a bike, and they are few and far between. So this is definitely a service that is needed, and I probably should have done it. We probably should have done it a little earlier in the year, especially due to COVID, right? Because there's not a lot of bike manufacturers that are actually getting bikes pushed out, and when they do, they're gone quickly. But it's also in time for hot dogs and helmets, which Officer Keller and the Hartsills are currently working on as well.
Now, if anybody has any questions in regards to this, who should they contact, or how do they get a hold of you?
So they can contact me at the Knoxville Police Department, and that phone number is 641-828-0541.
Is there anything else the residents here in Knoxville need to know about the police bike sale coming up on July 18th?
I don't think so. It will begin at 9 a.m., and it will be over quickly.
Thanks to Chief Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knikrls.com and click podcast.